Track 2.33.
I was a walker. Weather permitting, I would walk almost every day. 2 miles, sometimes 3. Determined that the knee injury and subsequent surgery that had derailed my running career 2 years prior would not affect my personal fitness or enjoyment of the outdoors. Although I missed the thrill and intensity of training for and participating in half marathons, I had surprisingly come to enjoy walking a great deal. It had even become for me a form of daily meditation. There was something quite therapeutic about rising at dawn and going out into the still, cool early morning before the sun's warmth had evaporated the dew from the grass and the sounds of domestic activity had yet to make their way around the neighborhood. More often than not, I would be accompanied by my dear friend Max. His silent companionship was just what I needed. Besides, he was probably the only friend who didn't need much convincing to get out of bed in the wee hours, all in the name of exercise. Golden retrievers are like that. I did some of my clearest thinking and got my best ideas while on these walks. It's true what they say that the single best way to still one's mind is to put the body in motion. Then Jessica came to visit. I hadn't seen my sister in years, so when she showed up looking the picture of health and gushing about her newfound love of hiking, my curiosity got the better of me, and we decided to explore the hiking trails just outside of town together. I thought a temporary change in my routine would do me good, and it wouldn't hurt to try something different. I certainly didn't expect to fall in love with hiking. Walking is to hiking what trampolining is to hang gliding. For starters, there was more to think about, including the level of difficulty, the terrain, and the gear. My fitness level was important in determining which trail we would attempt, since steepness and elevation would be an issue. I fancied myself to be quite the walker, averaging 15 miles a week, so we decided on a trail that was of moderate difficulty. This would soon prove to be an illustration of the saying that everything is relative. My usual walking shoes wouldn't suffice, since the terrain was expected to be considerably more rugged than the suburban streets I was used to. So we went shopping for hiking boots and a pair of trekking poles to provide stability and lessen the stress on my knees. A few protein bars and a hydration pack completed my ensemble, and we were ready. During the hike, there were several things that I was unprepared for. In spite of the seemingly gradual slope of the trail, I was unprepared for the intensity of the workout. I was walking much slower, but my heart rate was higher than it was when I walked on flat roads at twice the speed. Not only that, but my muscles and my lungs were responding in a way that I found to be, in a word, exhilarating. Even with the poles, I felt like I was getting a full-body workout. I had to engage my core muscles to navigate the uneven terrain. On the other hand, the scenery, the fresh mountain air, the smells and sounds of nature were an absolute delight to my senses. But what was most surprising of all was that I thoroughly enjoyed not just the companionship, but the conversation, that is, when I could find enough breath to have one, and the sense of accomplishment we felt when we got to the summit and surveyed the breathtaking view of the valley below was unparalleled.